Park City School Superintendent Ember Conley says the school board met earlier this week to look at how the district goals fit into both a short and a long-term budget.
And one of the areas that we're specifically looking at is next year's cost, but also costs over the next 5 years and what that looks like. Specifically looking at our district learning plan and what that means incrementally as we reach to that next 5 years.
She says there are several variables in the budget that have been difficult to pin down. One of those is health insurance costs for district employees, totaling a 14% increase. The school board voted to approve that increase on Tuesday.
In the world of insurance, usually put in as a projection anywhere from, like, let's say 8 to 10, so that when we received the 14% back, it was not what we had anticipated. So that is a very large chunk of change that we didn't anticipate.
Another variable that can make a sizable dent in the budget are teacher endorsements. Each time teachers earn another level of expertise, they get a salary boost.
The licensed professional agreement and how we restructured the salary schedule along with the endorsements, we had to project how many teachers would have those endorsements, because for every endorsement we pay an X amount of dollars. And so right now we're trying to create the baseline of what that would be for this year to be able to project for the next 3 years.
She says although the district made sizable cuts 2 years ago before raising taxes, there's still excess to be trimmed.
We had some district level positions, half-time positions that we've eliminated. So we have shifted that. We've looked specifically at all the budgets that we've have allocated, let's just say, to the individual site levels, and we've cut 25% of those to be able to really reach all of our students. And on top of that, we've looked at the reading program and the cost that's associated with our reading program versus what we were receiving, and there's going to be some pretty major changes to it over the next couple of years.
Due to the Affordable Care Act, certain part-time positions no longer save the school district money. Still, with many programs to fund, the school district leans on the Park City Education Foundation, which is funding a dual immersion teacher for next year and is currently raising funds to augment the staffing of specialists for the gifted program.
The cost that it takes to educate a child in Park City with everything that we have is $10,000. And of that, we receive about $3,000 from the state. So as you see, just for every student, we're having to supplement roughly $7,000 for each student. And that's where, of course, the taxes, you know, property tax comes in. The Park City Ed Foundation have already raised close to $100,000 to put one more specialist in, but their goal is two, which would put a specialist at each and every elementary. We have until June the 1st to raise those funds.
That's Park City Schools Superintendent Ember Conley. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.